He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, for the last time on The Powerful Names of God. Good morning there to you, my friends. How are you doing this morning? How was your night? I hope we all have had a restful night, and God bless you. How has your week been in all? I also hope we have enjoyed the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ all through the week. Welcome to another weekend in His presence. And of course, you are welcome to review. It is your host and your dear friend here, Esther. Good morning, our gracious Heavenly Father. And how we love you. Oh, we thank and praise your holy name for safe arrival into your presence again this weekend. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all that has been during the week, the challenges and all, but most especially for the testimonies of your faithfulness, of your goodness, your mercies that are new every morning, and your love. We give you all glory. Oh, be thou praised forever, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus. We come to you there, God, for the last time on our series, which we started weeks ago, 10 weeks ago. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you abide with us like you always do, that you teach us yourself like you always do. Right now, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon every heart and mind, hears, studying together with us this morning, that we all receive a heart of understanding and the abundant grace of God to apply His word unto the journey of our lives and faith. At the end of today's session, O God, may we come back to thank you and glorify your name. Oh, thank you, Abba Father, for in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Welcome once more to review, my friends. But just in case you want to go back and check that verse out, where I read to you not too long to begin the session, was taken from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. God bless us as we study together. So, for the last time, like I said, the powerful names of God, looking at Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, my shepherd. And if you like, in English, Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, my shepherd. So today, as we round up this series, I want us to look at few characteristics of sheep. We started the Lord, my shepherd, last week. And we're rounding up with it, the powerful names of God. So I want us to look at few characteristics of sheep. But from Jesus' description, I mean, in the hand, we'll come to the Jesus' description of himself as the good shepherd. That is Jesus' indirect description of the sheep, as well as where he comes in as the shepherd. So friends, come with me this morning to the gospel according to John, chapter 10, from verse 11 to 14. Come with me, friends. Let's read from gospel according to John, chapter 10, from verse 11 to 14. Verse 11 starts and reads, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolves attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. Verse 14, and where we shall stop. I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. We've read verse 15. So let's take on verse 15 then. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. The Lord bless the reading together. If you were reading with me, or you were listening. Amen. Like I said earlier, Jesus described who he is to the sheep, as well as who the sheep is, that therefore makes him who he is to the sheep, if that makes sense to you, friends. I'll say it again. Jesus described who he is to the sheep, as well as who the sheep is, that therefore makes Jesus who he is to the sheep. I hope it all makes sense to you. I pray it all makes sense to you. Help us, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, we're still looking at the characteristics of sheep generally, and then later on, in the light of Jesus as its shepherd. So, why does the shepherd have to go all the way to the point of sacrificing himself for the sheep? You remember, David did the same thing when he was describing to Saul, the king, how he saved his father Jesse's sheep when the lion and the bear came. So, why does the shepherd have to go all the way to the point of sacrificing himself for the sheep? Number one characteristic of the sheep, and this is in no particular order. So, number one characteristic of the sheep, it is because the sheep is defenseless. I beg your pardon. Number one characteristic of the sheep is because the sheep is defenseless. You see, unlike lions, tigers, crocodiles, and all other wild animals with fierce look, claws, and very sharp teeth, sheep do not have any form of defense whatsoever, and can easily be preyed upon. Again, why does the shepherd make all that sacrifice just to protect the sheep? Number two characteristic, like I said, it's in no particular order. We're just looking at few. Number two, it is because the sheep is vulnerable in that they lack discernment and doesn't really know what is good for them. They sometimes just go with the flow. They go with the crowd or the majority. They walk or trails the path of others, even when it's not safe for them to be there. Number three, the sheep is dependent. Like we discussed last week, sheep looks to the shepherd for all their needs and therefore need the leading and guidance of the shepherd. Otherwise, or when left to themselves, they wander away and can be lost forever if care is not taken. But thankfully, they have the presence of the shepherd, whose mission is to seek, rescue, or save the members of the flock who has gone astray, safely bringing back to the fold with himself. Without going any further because of our time, friends, put these few characteristics of the actual sheep we just discussed side by side with human behavior. I mean, are we beginning to understand the reason for David's Psalm 23, the shepherd's psalm, and the comparison or similarities Jesus' description about the sheep points out in John chapter 10? You see, when it comes to desires, in life especially, you and I are vulnerable and we don't really know what is good for us, although we think we do. Anyway, if we are not dependent on Jesus as the good shepherd, as our good shepherd, we can be poisoned with desires that do not align with God's word, or that which do not please God. Or like Jesus said, who is that hired hand who will constantly watch out for us and won't flee at some point, leaving us vulnerable for the wolves and bears of this life, that is our troubles and life's trials, to mount upon us with huge pressure and devour us? But the good shepherd is constantly and continually settles the need of the sheep. The good shepherd constantly and continually settles the need of the sheep, that is, the believer, not lacking anything, and even seek to recover those who have wandered away and are lost, to safely bring them back into the fold, to the flock. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you for seeing us through to the very end. We thank you for weeks of studying, learning about different powerful names that you have and that you are and that you have been in our lives. You have been our provider. You have been our deliverer, our rescue, our shelter, our safe haven, our helper. Oh, you have been everything to us, and we thank you for this. Abba God, Abba Father, we pray that you will continue to be our guard and guide to the very end. And as we go this weekend, we cover ourselves with the precious blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Everything we have, everything we are, everything we own, we cover them with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. May we come back next week, rejoicing and full of testimonies of your goodness, your faithfulness, and love. Oh, we thank you again, Abba Father. We give you all the glory. Thank you for everything, especially for seeing us through this 10 weeks of study. For in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to thank you once more, friends, for choosing to join me to complete this series together. Thank you for staying on with me till the end of the study. I really appreciate your love, and God bless you. I'll see you again bright and early next weekend by God's grace on review. But until next week, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and your entire household, now and forever. Amen.
When I can't take another step, Lord, would you carry me? And when I've lost my fight, will you be my strength? Will you set me a table in the presence of my enemies? I shall not want. I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want. 'Cause my cup's running over, running over, and I shall not want. And I will lift my eyes to where my help comes from. And I won't be afraid of the shadow, 'cause I've seen the sun. No, I will not stop when the way gets hard, 'cause the green only grows in the valley, and that's where you are. Say, I shall not. This cross for a crown. No, this is not the end.
And when you call my name, I will take my right. There's a mansion in glory, and you're gonna meet me there. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. He will wipe every tear from my eyes. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. When he's on my side, I shall not walk. I'll be home in his presence forever. I shall not walk. For the Lord is my shepherd in the valley. For the Lord is my shepherd when I'm lacking. For the Lord is my shepherd.